Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Major, major news in the NBA. Welcome to Maggie and Perloff. So after Perloff's 76ers were unceremoniously axed out of the playoffs last night, everyone was awaiting the fate and future of their head coach, Doc Rivers.
We learned today that he will be returning. I don't know if that counts as major news because, I mean, I think like hiring a new coach or firing a coach is major news. Is it really that much of a surprise Rivers comes back? Because as you mentioned, he's due a lot of money.
I'm surprised because of how bad this looked collectively for the whole team outside of Joel Embiid. Your role players weren't good.
They're not good.
Your second superstar to Joel Embiid is a superstar in history books only.
He's 23 years old. Oh, no. You were talking about James Harden, not Tyrese Maxey. See what I did there?
Yeah, see what you did there? So Maxey is a bright spot.
But I do think, like, this is how I feel, like, honestly, it's James Harden. It's not Doc Rivers. And I think there's a camp of fans who thinks that's all on Harden.
Okay. And I would not disagree with those fans, although I'm not like such a Doc Rivers defender that I think he's such a value add that he cannot be replaced.
True.
So I guess I'm sort of ambivalent again about Doc Rivers.
Well, I think the other question too is like, what are you doing here? Because if Daryl Morey, the GM or the president of basketball operations, wants to reshape the team, then start doing it, right? Like, why keep a guy who you didn't hire?
This all is happening in the window of Joel Embiid's prime. Now, that's what creates the urgency. It's not me or Perloff or the fans or anything. It's Joel Embiid and trying to maximize his prime. Daryl Morey was brought in as a man who was supposed to be a finishing piece. And it may turn out that they need a lot more retooling around Joel Embiid than we previously thought. Now, that's one thing that's going on today. There's another thing that's going on today on this show, which is that Andrew Perloff, who is the 76ers, Eagles, Phillies fan of this show, we made a whole 76ers panic meter just for you, is now saying less than 24 hours after the Sixers are eliminated from the playoffs, that he has now moved on to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
No.
I don't have time to sit and wallow in my tears, Maggie. It's time to move on.
You're literally wearing an Allen Iverson hoodie saying you are denouncing the team.
This is my goodbye to the Sixers, my Allen Iverson hoodie. I still love AI, of course.
Well, I mean,
I love the history of the team, but it's time to focus on tonight's game. We're hosting the Celtics. I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Let's go to Mike in Wisconsin. He's got a problem with Perloff and his thoughts on bandwagoning. Hello, Mike.
Hey, you guys. I watch you and Romy every day.
You guys are very
intelligent. You give me great information on sports. Maggie, I respect your dedication to the Bills for all those years.
It was a long, hard road.
We had 20 years of the same, and now we have 20 years of decent football. I wish they would have done more in those 20 years. But let's just get to the Bucks. I'm going to tell you, Andrew, we don't want you on
what?
Our family.
Oh, come on, Mike.
I always
have
a choice when my teams are not in something. But I don't get excited about it because my team, again, being from Wisconsin, I am dedicated to my teams. And I just jump and be happy. When my team loses and I'm not in the playoffs, I am very unhappy. But I have a choice of who I want to win for certain reasons. Andrew, I'm very sorry. And I don't know how to say this any better. We don't want you on our team.
Wow. Wow. Mike.
Mike.
I got bad news
for you. Have a good weekend, buddy.
I got bad news for you, Mike. It's not up to you, man. I can root for whoever I want. Now, listen.
That was someone who called from Wisconsin just to tell you to get lost.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I appreciate that dedication.
Listen, let's be honest about Mike's situation. Mike, I hope you're still watching. Like, the Bucs are the one bandwagon I want. The Packers, they can't get done in the playoffs. Wisconsin, how many Rose Bowl disappointments am I going to have to see? The Brewers, remind me of that Brewers World Series win again. So, listen, I'm a Bucs fan. You can't do anything about it. I love Milwaukee. It's one of my favorite cities. I don't know. Mike, you don't have the power to do that. The only person who can tell me that I cannot root for the Bucs is Giannis.
Giannis himself.
His brother.
Or Thanasis. Thanasis.
If Coach Bud calls and says you can't root for us, I don't care.
Wow. You can try to keep him out, but he's going to elbow his way into the arena. Okay, we've got to bring on our next guest, someone we know quite well. He is, of course, the host of the Rights to the Ricky Sanchez podcast, just known as The Ricky. He is basically a Sixers historian at this point, and also happens to be our boss, Spike Eskin. Hey, Spike.
Finally, after dropping hints for months, I am a guest on the Maggie and Perloff show. I'm honored.
You know, we wanted to wait to get you in the best possible frame of mind, which is watching the 76ers get dusted last night, Spike. You know, apologies first off that your team no-showed, but we're having trouble here doling out the blame. And that's where we were hoping you might be able to help us. You're watching this game end, and your thoughts go to who? Like, who deserves the blame?
Well, I mean, I think it's more complicated than you want it to be. I think the blame goes to every front office member that existed between Sam Hinkie and the current iteration of the Sixers. Like, when you look at the successful teams in the NBA right now, whether it is the Bucks or the Suns or the Heat, they have had some sort of through line instead of all of these one guy trying one thing, another guy trying another thing, another guy trying another thing. And I think that Daryl Morey walked into a really difficult situation that has made it hard to remedy. That is the long answer. The short answer is that James Harden is a loser.
That's what we wanted, Spike.
There
right.
You go.
And like, when you have an entire portfolio of results that point in a specific direction, and it always points in that same direction, and then you get James Harden, and the result ends up being exactly the same thing as you've seen in every other pressure situation, you only have yourself to blame, right? And you can come in and say, well, he's never had a big as good as Joel Embiid, and now he's finally reunited with Morey and this and that, yada, 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 yada. He took two shots in the second half of a elimination game in the playoffs when the best player on the team had a broken bone in his face and a torn ligament in his thumb, and Harden no-showed in the second half of that game. There were times during the game that I didn't even realize he was on the court. Mm. And like, there is no doubt he, in his career, he's in a different place now than he was a few years ago, physically and all of those things, and players have to adjust. But there's something wrong with a player who doesn't even try in that scenario, and he didn't try. And I just can't imagine any world in which you think, well, okay, at 33 years old, you know, next year, things will be different. I have a hard time believing things will be any different.
Spike, I know you interviewed Daryl Morey. We don't quite understand how attached he is to James Harden and why. Is he going to pay him? And if so, I mean, he has to see the decline, right?
He has to see the decline. decline. And
a blind person could see the decline. Sheesh.
Yeah. I think he's, if I had to bet, I would bet that Harden just opts into that 1 year. If I had to bet, they will find a way to push off the decision of signing him long-term for one more year. And I think it's really the true test. What happens with Harden is the true test of Morey's tenure in Philadelphia, both up until this point and moving forward, because you have to be able to work from now as now. You traded Ben Simmons. You got Harden. You believed in Harden. Maybe you thought he would be better than he is now and all those things. But none of those things matter from this point forward. And if he can't objectively look at the situation and say, I need to make the best decision now for next year and the future and not worry about what we spent on him or what I thought about him before, it is a real test. And a lot of general managers have failed that test. And I'll be curious to see, you know, how he handles this.
Spike, we're also going to revoke his title as King of the Nerds if he extends Harden. He can no longer speak at the Sloan Analytics Conference. He can no longer hold that because you'd be walking into like an analytic nightmare, and it just wouldn't fit. So we get the news before the show that Doc Rivers is coming back for next year. Was that surprising to you?
I don't believe it, honestly.
Oh, wow.
What's he going to say? You know, will Doc Rivers be back? Well, I don't know.
I don't know. In Philly, sometimes people get super honest in these press conferences, Spike.
Daryl is a lot of things and not perfect at everything, but one thing he is pretty good at is just publicly lying when he needs to. He said they weren't going to trade Chris Paul. He said they weren't going to trade Ben Simmons. He said a lot of things. I don't think it behooves him at all to say, we'll evaluate Doc. Remember, he didn't even hire Doc. And I think in a lot of ways, Doc has a more power and standing in the organization that a coach that just got here 2 years ago would normally have. And I think Morey has to be careful to play this the right way. I also think that, you know, they owe Doc a lot of money. And while I think ownership would eventually say, Daryl, do what you have to do, they'd much rather not pay him. So I think it behooves Daryl Morey to make it seem like he's wanted there and almost help Doc Rivers get another job if he wants him, so it gets them off the hook for that salary. So I don't think it's for sure that Doc Rivers is not here next year, but I definitely don't believe Daryl Morey when he says that he's for sure back.
Spike, I know you're going to need some off-season content. I got a trade for you.
All right, let's hear it. All right.
So Harden opts in for $47 million. What other former MVP is opting in for $47 million? How about a James Harden-Russell Westbrook swap?
No.
A little part of Spike just died right there.
Yeah, we can't.
Whatever
we
was
can't
left.
Do that.
All right, yeah.
I said at least Westbrook cares.
Yeah, please, we've been through so much over the last 9 years, just the broken feet and the broken backs and the sesame allergies and the burner accounts and the, like, all of that. Just don't make me do Russell Westbrook. Like, I can't.
I can't.
No, I don't even know if I could take Harden. We were doing the podcast last night, and about halfway through, I just broke. And I was like, I can't watch this guy next year. I said, I can't watch him every game. I can't do it.
Spike, I believe at one point on your podcast you were praying for a sign and trade.
Maybe. he's brutal to watch, man. And there were so many people that told me about this. You know, Maggie, you and I have worked in the building. Oh, Perloff, you in the building now too, with a couple of big Nets fans who warned me, you know, and then other people, you know, Andrew Sharp, former SI writer and current podcaster and longtime Harden detractor, warned me. He said, I know you think he's good, but when you watch him every game, it's a much worse experience. And they're all right. They were all right. I was wrong. So no, Perloff, we're not trading him for Westbrook.
Absolutely. By the way, would we have gotten in trouble? You cursed so much on the podcast. I listened to it this morning. If I had cursed in the opening segment, would that have been okay? I know as my boss, that's not good, but it would have been a one-time exception, right?
No, you're on the radio. You know, we're not on the radio.
Okay.
That's the big difference. I'll get with you on that later, on the differences between podcast and radio. No, I don't. Right before, or maybe if Mike and Stu had the beep ready, maybe some live beeping. But no, we're allowed to curse, and you're not.
Can we share with the audience a very awkward situation? It's been brewing for months. Maggie's been laughing at me pretty much every day.
The Twitter situation. Yeah,
so I have
really
to.
Disappointing.
I was basically.
I saw you tagging me today, trying to. Please don't tag me right now.
No, but here's the thing. Like,
it's a makeup tag.
So it was January. Yeah. It was January, and I noticed that I didn't follow you. But if I followed you, you'd get an alert to your phone saying that Andrew Perloff follows you, which would. So I was like, I actually said to Maggie, I'm like, maybe I'll have like a dental procedure where he'll be out cold, and that's when I'll follow him, and he'll miss it. Because I didn't want to alert you, and it just got awkward.
Perloff, who starts a job, gets hired by a specific person, being me, and that person is active on social media, and you don't go and follow that person? How does that even happen?
It's amateur. It is amateur. Spike, do you realize how many man hours we've put into when to try to pick the right time for Perloff to follow you without you knowing? We're like, maybe is it during a Sixers game? Is it not during a Sixers game? We didn't know what would be the best time. And yeah, it's
Spike. Spike, I made a mistake. Okay, I'm gonna do it. By the way, can we? I know you're not in the building. Can I do it right now?
Let's end this. We have to.
You can do it, but I think I unfollowed you.
I'm officially sure following at Spike Eskin. That's fine. You don't need to follow me. I'm a big man. I understand. I deserve it.
Yeah. Well, I was following you. I had you blocked for a couple of weeks after you acknowledged that this happened, because I didn't even want to accidentally see your tweets, and I didn't want you seeing mine. So I appreciate the follow. I'm not going to retweet where you tagged me the other day. I'm not going to interact with you. And I think this is sort of a probation period.
Wow, salty. So Spike told me, he's like, I block Perloff. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to try to drop subtle hints to have Perloff go to your page and to see that he's been blocked. And Spike, he would not pick up on the hints at all. I'm like, what do you think Spike tweeted about this? Let's go to Spike's feed. And he's like, why are you looking at Spike's feed? I'm like, I don't know. Why don't you go? And I just could not get him to take the bait. It's been so frustrating.
But I've seen your tweets.
He unblocked you now. This was when we were in New Orleans at the Final Four. This has been going on a long time.
Well, social cues doesn't feel real high up on the skill set for Perloff, so I'm not surprised you didn't know that.
Ironically, the only reason you hired him.
Well, by the way, can I just tell you, Spike, how much Maggie's enjoyed this, though? This is really for her entertainment. just like the big font email. I mean, I don't want to talk about that, but that was a disaster.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Perloff sent me an email where the font was like 22-point font for no reason whatsoever. I felt like I was looking at my dad's iPhone. You know?
Meanwhile, thanks to your dad, because Howard Eskin, the one and only, is the guy who was asking the hard questions last night at these press conferences and actually getting all of the sound that we're using today. So pass along a thank you.
It will do. That is his primary function now, is to go to the press conference. And if you look real close, when he's about, you can tell it's about to be his question, because you can see the life and hope drain out of the eyes out of the person who's about to ask. You can, because they know what's coming. And he actually, you know, the other reporters will often complain about him, but they owe him a thanks, because then he takes all the bullets that they don't have to take. They know he's going to ask the, hey, Doc, do you think you're going to get fired? It's amazing.
Well, tell him thank you, because he's the one giving us the good content around here. And also the rights to Ricky Sanchez. You guys were on point, as you've been throughout the regular season and the playoffs. It's a great listen. Even if you're not a 76ers fan, that's the beauty of that podcast. It's a 76ers podcast, but is it? You know, that's the best part. And thanks so much for doing this and torturing Perloff a little
thank
more.
You. Thank you. And thank you for the follow, Perloff. I'll let you know how it's going.
We'll check back in a month, see how he's done. Thanks, Spike. Enjoy the weekend.
It's at Spike Eskin. Anyone else wants to follow? It's a great follow. I'm seeing some of the stuff on here. This is wonderful. A lot of Sixers.
A lot of music stuff.
Yep. He's a versatile guy. I should get to know him.
Pretty smart dude. I know.
Considering he hired me.
Yeah, sharp guy, that Spike Eskin. It's a likable dude.
Yeah, you should see some of the things Spike texts me. He's not as nice as you think, Maggie. He was making fun of me last night.
Well, I mean, no offense, but you're kind of an easy target.
Yeah. Especially when the Sixers are losing, I'm an even easier target because I just got completely irrational.
All right, coming up next, the NFL is taking out everyone in their path towards world domination. Who is the latest victim? Machiavellian Maggie is back in the house. You'll see her in a second. Don't move. It is Maggie and Perloff on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, and Sirius XM Channel 158.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Maggie and Perloff Show. That was fun having our boss Spike on. He's not really mad at me for not following him on Twitter, is he?
Considering you're on probation for the next month, I don't know if I'd want to test that theory. He said stop tagging him, please.
Oh, tweets. Boy. All right, so we're both a little tired because we were up late studying schedules. What's some of your big takeaways there, Maggie?
Before I get to that, I was looking at the schedule, and one major thing popped out at me. And it started to get me a little, buzz in the brain. The gears started working, and all of a sudden, Machiavellian Maggie just emerged from the abyss.
Machiavellian Maggie.
Okay, so we all know that the NFL is the undisputed king of sports in America right now. From the ratings, Perloff, to revenue, every other sport pales in comparison. But that doesn't mean they aren't satisfied going after one of the other sports. Case in point, Christmas Day. Once the undisputed domain of the NBA, the NFL now playing Grinch, stealing fans' attention instead of toys. Last year, the NFL dipped their toe in the water with two pretty good games. But this year, they're unloading the clip. Game one, Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay at Miami. Game two, Russell Wilson and the Broncos against the defending champion LA Rams. And then game three, Tom freaking Brady going to Arizona. Short of having Michael Jordan come out of retirement to challenge LeBron James to a one-on-one pickup game on the moon, there is nothing else that will keep people from watching the NFL on Christmas Day. It's over. They've taken out the NBA. If I was basketball, I would just change my whole schedule. I would start in February now. I don't even want to go up against the NFL at all. The NFL came for the NBA, and like a bully stuffing them in a locker, just took their holiday and their big day and didn't even think twice about it. The NFL just took out basketball at the knees.
Wow. It's cruel by the NFL.
I mean, it's something only Machiavelli and Maggie could even truly appreciate.
I mean, I think the only question is the NBA really worth the NFL's wrath? Do you think they even notice the NBA? That's like flicking off a mosquito.
I don't know. I think that they have similar league partners. Obviously, ESPN, ESPN. Mm. I mean, you've got to pay attention to that. If I'm Adam Silver, I'm taking that personally.
I'll get out of here.
Dude, there is nothing that the NBA can put on that's going to rival this. Give me what? LeBron versus who? Steph Curry versus who? There's nothing. Like the NFL just took every football fan and every casual fan away from the NBA.
No, it's too late. This war was over 10 years ago. I'm saying, like, the highest rated NBA, what's a Christmas Day game? We got like 2.5 million. That's like a Giants Redskins game.
No, but Perloff, they always left Christmas Day for the NBA. Like, everyone left it alone. Like, the NBA got to have that as, like, I don't want to say the unofficial start of the season, but because football overlaps so much with the NBA season, it's kind of like people start tuning in on Christmas Day sometimes. And like what in a regular season, normal season. And now the NFL just came in and just they marked their territory. Like, I hate to say it like that, but they just did it.
Wow.
They swiped it.
The thing is, though, you're right. NBA, they can't compete here.
No way. Nothing can. I mean, nothing can. So this is just the NBA coming in and bigfooting the NBA.
Honestly, I don't think it's even a competition anymore. Like, I think the NFL probably didn't even think about it. I think they just... Well, also, too, these are weekend games, right? So it is
Christmas on a Sunday.
Yeah. I don't think they even consider the NBA. I do think they even look at, like, when they're setting up their schedule, they probably didn't say, oh, you know, it's going to be LeBron against the Warriors, which I assume they kind of do every year now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably didn't even look at that.
Okay, I would normally think maybe you're right, except look at how they loaded Christmas Day.
No, I didn't mean. I do agree with you. They probably enjoyed, like, putting the NBA.
Rodgers, Brady, and Russell Wilson. Like, you're making a statement there.
Right, and they probably weren't worried about losing an eyeball to the NBA.
No, I mean, but think about it. It's not like they put, you know, Jags, Jets, or something like that. No offense to those teams, but they put the best quarterbacks in the league, at least two of the three, on Christmas. Just like, take that, NBA. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Steven, is in Northern California, wants to weigh in. Hi, Steven, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. What's on your mind?
So, do you think then that the NBA needs to shoot back right away and try to take Thanksgiving?
Oh, try to take Thanksgiving from the NFL. Oh, that's a good one, Steven. I'm sorry. We as a country are contractually obligated to watch football on Thanksgiving. It's in the Constitution.
But does the NBA, fair point, very fair point. But does the NBA have to at least take a shot? I mean,
I don't even know how they would, Steven. I mean, really, what do they have? They're going to put their all-star game, you know, you have to, like, actively avoid the Super Bowl. You know, where could you make up ground here, Perloff? What, the draft?
Yeah.
The NBA draft versus the NFL draft? I mean, I don't even know what you could do. And, oh, by the way, did we all not notice what's happening with the NFL offseason and how that's rivaling the NBA now? when you have quarterbacks switching teams and creating the offseason intrigue that the NBA used to thrive off of, the NFL is now in some ways copying that model and already outdid the NBA. Look at the offseason that we just had. Brady unretires. Rodgers decides to come back. Russell Wilson trade, obviously massive. I mean, even to the Carson Wentz trade, even to, I mean, Devontae Adams trade, Tyreek Hill trade. It was like the hits just kept on coming for the NFL. They're even doing that better than the NBA now.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm looking, by the way, at this Christmas Day schedule. The worst thing that ever happens is, did they add a nighttime Thanksgiving game? And it was only on NFL Network for several years. I was always at my in-laws who did not get the NFL Network on their sports package. So I always would miss the night game, which, by the way, an 8:20 Thanksgiving game. And I think they're going to run into this on Christmas Day, too. Aren't you pretty tired? Don't you have a lot of turkey in your system? They're doing the Bucks at Cardinals 8:20 on Christmas Eve. I got to be honest, the odds of me seeing the second half of that are none and none.
Okay, well, that's because we're on the East Coast. But if you're on the West Coast or in a different time zone, that's going to be fine for you.
Yeah, but don't you usually zone out? I mean, I'm not sure if I'm alone. Don't you guys usually zone out by the night game of Thanksgiving? I feel like they always kind of lose
some
people. Okay,
so this is interesting. We're going to bring this up now in the middle of May, but let's just have this conversation. Our family doesn't eat any earlier on Thanksgiving than we would on a normal day. I know that's blasphemous to a lot of people. My friends always give me a lot of grief about this. We eat dinner at normal dinner time, like 6:30 or 7. I know. Samter's looking at me weird already.
Well, hold on. 6:30 or 7, I guess, is reasonable-ish.
But a lot of people eat at like 3.
I know, but when you said dinner time, I was thinking like 7:30, 8 o'clock. That's crazy. 6:30 is fine for Thanksgiving, I think.
Okay. Well, thank you. But
that's okay.
A lot of people are eating second dinner by the time we're sitting down to first
dinner.
What
are they, hobbits?
No, it's like they get the leftovers, start early. I didn't get that reference because I don't watch those
movies.
Yeah,
she hasn't seen Lord of the Rings, so she had no idea what that meant.
No, I saw Lord of the Rings. I took a very expensive nap through all three movies.
Yeah, like that's what happens on Thanksgiving. Basically, you eat too much turkey, then you nap through usually the Lions. I usually like to take the second half of the Lions game to get a little
shot. That's an early
shot
nap, though.
No, I like this. The Christmas games is 8:20 Arizona. I'm lucky last year it was Arizona and Indianapolis. And I do kind of remember this game. The Colts won 22-16. But I have a trouble. Like, they should push this earlier, Maggie.
Wow.
I know the
Sad
West Coast.
Sad dad strikes again.
8:20 on Christmas Eve? Oh, dear God.
How are you going to make it through?
Is this
kind of adversity that's going to toughen up this show?
But don't even get, listen, you're lucky my Sixers are out of it, so I'm not going to complain about how late the championship rounds go in NBA playoffs.
Oh, good. We've all been spared, America. Although now that you're a Bucks fan.
Yeah, but that's the Eastern Conference. Do you think there's...
Finals. You don't think the Bucks, who you just adopted new team, isn't going to go to the
finals? But, for example, I was so happy last night when Luka just like sort of just slammed the Suns early in the third quarter. He said, this is over. We're going to game 7. I was like, phew. I can go to bed. Sad dad strikes again.
Wow.
And it's going to strike, although you're right, the NBA is an afterthought. The NFL might not get Perloff late on Christmas Day.
Somehow I think they'll survive, considering they just took out the NBA's biggest holiday, Christmas Day. Okay, coming up next, NFL schedules. Who has it the worst? Because some of these schedules are brutal. We'll get to it in just a minute.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Maggie and Perloff hanging out with you on a Friday. Oh, it's Friday the 13th, isn't it? Whatever. It's still a good day. It's been a good day. Do you buy into any of that superstitious stuff?
No, it was Thursday the 12th for my 76ers where it all died.
Oh, right. I guess you didn't need an unlucky day for your team to no-show an elimination game at home.
I know, again. By the way, you buy into that, a lot of that stuff.
No, I wish I didn't. I don't want to be one of those people, you know? But I'm just superstitious by nature. I wish I could retrain my brain. We're going to get to NFL schedules and who's got the toughest one in a minute. Right.
We cover sports. It's like the most superstitious group of human beings on the planet. So there's nothing wrong with us being superstitious if you're talking sports.
It's like my brain is already set, predicated, like my personality, to go that way. And I think working in sports for these last 15 years has like only made it... I'm even more like superstitious and worse now.
I know. I've always been that crazy fan who thinks like my proximity to the refrigerator determines how the Eagles will do on the next drive.
Yeah.
Like I do bizarre things.
Where were you on the couch last night when the 76ers were down by 15?
No. I'm talking about situations where I actually have hope for the future. Not former teams I used to cheer for.
Yes. Perloff has already abandoned the 76ers not more than less than 24 hours. I mean, the body's not even in the ground.
Why wait around? I mean, listen, Milwaukee Bucks, I'm here for you. Give me a call.
Amazing.
Looking good.
What'd you say? Dead is dead. Print the t-shirts. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Let's go to Brandon, who's in Kansas. Hi, Brandon. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yep. What do you got?
I really enjoyed listening to you guys since the beginning of the year.
Oh,
just kind of wanted to add to the NBA talk. I think they just should diversify, you know, especially with, like, the NFL. There's so much accessibility. I can stream on Yahoo. I've got several games on Saturday and Sunday. If my kids want to watch the game, you know, they can't watch the game. The game starts too late. They're not on network TV, you know, stuff like that. So I think in those terms, just kind of diversifying, you know, the way you get to access the game, they could do a little bit better job on that.
Okay, so you think the NBA needs to diversify where you can find the games? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, it's just too tough. And the games are on too late, you know. I got to be with Pearl on that. If they're going to start the game, you know, at like 9:30 at night for like a West Coast game, I'm not staying up, you know, and I'm in the central part. I'm not on the East Coast like you guys.
Yeah.
It's just way too late. And
yeah.
You know, it's so funny because...
I don't have a chance to see the highlights, but
yeah,
you know,
right.
I'll roll with that.
It's funny because, and Brandon, thanks for the call. You know, Monday Night Football, I think they moved up a little bit earlier, no? I thought maybe they moved it up like a half an hour, 45 minutes, but... It's interesting. Yes, most of the games in the NFL are Sundays in the middle of the afternoon. You're right about that. The NBA, you do get weekend games, but it's not nearly as many as the weeknights. I feel like Major League Baseball had a problem with this also. For East Coast fans, the World Series doesn't start till 9 o'clock at night.
I mean, talking about dead is dead. They gave up on that 25 years ago. When they moved all the postseason games to nighttime, I mean, they lost, in my estimation, they lost droves of fans. By the way, there's nothing better when there's a West Coast game that's really close in the fourth quarter and there's a review that takes 9.5 minutes. That's great. It's like 1:30 a.m. Eastern and they're going to decide, even though it clearly went off of Jalen Brunson, we're going to have to sit there for 9 minutes. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I love when that. And they're going to go to the monitors and everyone's like, oh. But I love replay. So
you
NBA
replay is so broken. They are screwed up.
Well, they already took away one challenge. They had more.
They do not. The last 2 minutes of NBA games, how there's always 9 timeouts left.
I know, it's funny. Let's go to Nick in Oregon, wants to weigh in on Friday the 13th. Hi, Nick. How are you?
How's it going, guys? I have a would you rather for you, Maggie.
Okay.
Friday the 13th edition. Would you rather be swarmed by a flock of squirrels or watch the Bills lose the Super Bowl this year?
Oh, Nick, how dare you? How dare you?
Wait, it's not called... Nick, it's not called a flock of squirrels. Just
it
so
is
clear.
In my brain. It's a flock of squirrels. No, Nick gets where I'm talking about. I'm deathly afraid of squirrels. Of course, they would team up together in a flock. What would you call it? A cobble? A herd?
I'm Googling right now. What is a group of squirrels called? It's called a scurry.
A scurry
of squirrels.
No. Of course, they're going to scurry all over me.
You learned something listening to the Maggie and Perloff show. A group of squirrels are called a scurry.
Just... so that we can further demonstrate how different Andrew Perloff and I are on this particular subject of fandom, I would rather be attacked by a scurry of squirrels. I would rather be attacked than watch the Bills lose in the Super Bowl, which, by the way, I'm not even jinxing it that they're making it to the Super Bowl.
But did you?
I just want them to get to the Super Bowl.
Did you know that squirrels are quite territorial and will fight to the death in order to defend their living area?
See, I told you.
Here's some other things. They are crepuscular, which means they are only active at dawn and dusk, which is even scarier.
See, what kind of normal animal acts that way?
Well, hold on. They're going to fight to the death with each other, not with humans.
Do you know that? What if there's a full moon? What if it's Friday the 13th?
I feel like a scurry of squirrels will, like, jump on you and, you know, just run all over you and kiss you and, like, little puppies and just be like
kiss
a little...
you? They're going to, like, put their little fangs into your neck.
They're not vampires.
Do you know that? You could have a vampire squirrel.
I guess vampires turn into squirrels rather than bats. Is this a new movie we're talking about?
Listen, if Abraham Lincoln can be a vampire hunter, then anything can happen. Okay.
So I'm terrified of sharks, by the way.
Yes.
Like, the animal that I'm terrified can actually kill me, like, on the spot. Squirrels are...
No, I
so
get that.
It's not like I could choose between my team winning the losing the Super Bowl and getting attacked by a shark. You at least have a reasonable choice. So I'm not going to give you that much credit for choosing the squirrels.
I might live.
Might live. You're going to live.
But look, imagine how I'd be afterwards.
Do you know how many squirrel fatalities there have been in the last year?
Perloff, you keep talking in the past. I'm talking about the future. What could happen? Save your data and statistics. What are you, Daryl Morey? King of the nerds?
God, there's all sorts of internet stuff on can squirrels be dangerous to humans. There's many, many articles.
See?
And the answer is always no.
That won't stop this brain from conjuring up some kind of awful...
Squirrels don't even get... Here's something. Squirrels don't even get rabies. They're almost immune to rabies.
Oh, wow. I can cross that off the list of things that I thought would happen in my lifetime, contracting rabies from a squirrel. Well, today's maybe not looking so bad.
Squirrels, I'm looking at these pictures. They're the cutest little things. I do not know what you are doing here.
No. Okay, let's get to NFL schedule because some of these are just brutal. Now, the Cowboys are actually getting a lot of their fans, at least, are really up in arms, Perloff, because their schedule... And you know what? I got to say, Cowboys fans kind of sound like whiners here. To me, they have the easiest opponent winning percentage against. Like, they have the easiest schedule in the NFL. I know it starts off a little difficult, but the ending here is not bad for the Dallas Cowboys. To me, this has NFC East champs written all over it.
So who cares about how it ends? It starts with Tom Brady, Tampa Bay. Then Joe Burrow, both coming to Dallas.
Okay, but both at home. Those are two home games. Even though the opponent is tough, you get them at home at least.
Then you get two divisional games where you never know what's going to happen at New York and Washington. Then you get the Super Bowl champion Rams and next year's Super Bowl champion Eagles.
Wow.
So here's the
problem. Are you sure you're not going to be Commanders fan by that point?
2-3. If 2-3 or 2-4 for Mike McCarthy with this team, you know what's going to happen.
Oh.
By the way, when you say Cowboys fans are up in arms, Cowboys fans don't even have a chance to honestly react to anything because the media has driven their storyline home. I think every single show I watched this morning led with the Cowboys schedule.
Well, I mean, I guess if you want to put it under the lens and through the lens of Mike McCarthy, then I guess you could say it's tough because I do think if they get off to a rough start, maybe things are going to start to pile up on McCarthy because he doesn't seem like someone who's super stable.
Right. Then you're right. You weren't lying about the second half of the schedule. A lot of Jacksonville, Houston, Giants. They just have to get there, Maggie.
Okay. Do I have to take this call?
Oh, no.
Am I taking the call? Oh, no. All right. Steven in Kansas City, Missouri. Steven, you got a squirrel story?
I do, as a matter of fact. I just learned today that you are definitely afraid of squirrels. And I'd heard on the radio, I don't remember exactly how long ago, maybe a year or so ago, but apparently there was a lady who was arrested by the cops because she was in the midst of training squirrels to attack and kill her ex-husband.
Oh, my God.
I'm dead serious. I'm not even lying. She had like a dummy set up with his face on it. and everything. And she was literally, and apparently squirrels can be trained because that's exactly what she was training these squirrels to do.
Wait a minute. Can we get a Google search on this? Steven, I'm not calling you a liar. I just need a little bit more info here. This woman was training squirrels to attack and kill her ex-husband. First of all, squirrels are trainable? Yeah. I thought they have a brain the size of a pea.
Apparently, I mean, like I said, I'd heard it on the radio. I'm not for sure. I'd never heard of it before, but I figured I'd give you a call.
Well, thank you. Your instinct was correct. That was the right time to call the show.
Thank you
very much.
Real quick, I do have an update here.
Oh, gosh.
I have some good news and bad news for you, Maggie. The bad news is he's 100% correct. There was a 2017 World News Daily report that a woman tried to train squirrels to kill her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, God.
And the picture is ridiculous. Her name was Janice Smith, 45 years old, in Detroit, Michigan. However, the good news is 2 years later, the Detroit Police Department debunked it. Police Chief James Craig called it fake news. It never happened.
Okay. Well,
so
World News
go.
Daily, I feel like, is one of those.
News Daily Report.
Isn't that what you see, like, when you're checking out of the grocery store, World News Daily? Is that, like, right next to the Inquirer? Something like that. I feel like that I've seen a lot of bat kids, like, you know, kids, like, who have fangs and stuff.
The fact that it took 2 years for the Detroit Police Department to come out and debunk this.
Yeah. Bang up job. Here's the thing about that story, though. If you really want, let's talk hypotheticals here. Wouldn't you just train a dog to go attack this person? Do you really need to do the whole squirrels bit? But thank you for that call. That was really good. We've got more schedule to sift through. Also, do we have a solution for the 76ers issues? And it could be a painful one in trading away their superstar. Maggie and Perloff next. Don't move.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.